مع اشراف الانبياء والمرسلين نبينا وحبيبنا وعظيمنا وقائدنا محمد بن عبد الله الصادق الامين وعلى اله وصحابته الغر الميامين وعلى كل من اهتدى بهديه استنى بسنته ودعا بدعوته وصار على منواله الى يوم الدين وبعد. السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته يا جماعه المسلمين. قالوا ابغض اهلا. Good evening, here you responding to my salam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. And now you are talking. You see, when salam is made, you see, to answer becomes mandatory. When somebody says assalamu alaikum, it becomes obligatory on you to say wa alaikum assalam, which we have done. May Allah reward all of us, inshallah. Today is the 8th day of the holy month of Ramadan, 1435 Hijra, and is it 5th day? 5th or 6th? 5th of the month of July 2014. Alhamdulillah. We are moving with ayah number 44. اقرأ.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قالوا أضغاث أحلام وما نحن بتأويل الأحلام بعالمين. وقال الذين جاء منهما وادكر بعد أمة أنا أنبئكم بتأويله فأرسلون. يوسف أيها الصديق أفتنا في سبع بقرات سمان يأكلون سبع بقرات سمان يأكلهن سبع عجاف وسبع سنبلات خضر وأخر يابسات لعلي أرجع إلى الناس لعلهم يعلمون.
قالوا أضغاث أحلام وما نحن بتأويل الأحلام بآلمين. We had yesterday, when the time for Prophet of Allah Yusuf to be out of incarceration was due, the King Aziz al-Nasr had a dream. The details of the dream were explained yesterday. So he called members of his royal court, looking helter-skelter for the translations and meanings of what was the meaning of the dream he had. When he gave the details, they became disturbed. They said, "Adghaathu ahlam." This dream is a conflicting one. Adghaath. It holds some mysteries around it. Hence, they describe it adghaathu ahlam. وَمَا نَحْنُ بِتَعْوِيلِ الْأَحْلَامِ بِعَالِمِينَ. They are courageous, they are honest and sincere in saying, we are not such people to give you detailed translations of this kind of dreams. You see, it's always good to say, I don't know if you don't. It's always good to say, I don't know if what? You don't know. Don't you ever be pretentious. Don't pretend. To be pretentious can be dangerous and can be catastrophic for you. They didn't know maybe the nature of the dream. The way it was explained to them, they found it extremely difficult to say anything. So they said, أَبْغَاثُ أَحْلَامُ وما نحن بتأويل الأحلام بعالمين. Now don't forget, the guy that was released, not the cook, remember, was present when these things were unfolding. When he heard what the king said and the response of his members of the royal court, they couldn't give an answer, then it came to his memory quickly, it tickled his mind quickly, there was somebody left behind the bar, behind the carceration, who gave us what? Meaning to our dream. In fact, he had to remember, because it was the translation that Yusuf gave him that translated into reality now that he was free now. But his friend was to be killed. So then he quickly remembered Yusuf. That is why Allah says, وَقَالَ الَّذِي نَجَى مِنْهُمَا وَادَّكَرَ
وَقَالَ الَّذِي نَجَى مِنْهُمَا وَادَّكَرَ بَعْدَ أُمَّةٍ أَنَا أُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِتَأْوِيلِهِ فَأَرْسِلُونِ
وَقَالَ الَّذِي نَجَى مِنْهُمَا وَادَّكَرَ بَعْدَ أُمَّةٍ. The one that was saved, who was that? The cook or the one giving the king wine? Did you get me? You didn't get me. Who was saved? The one who was given the king wine to drink. A'udhu billah. Who was saved? He quickly remembered. That is what dakara ba'da ummah. Now he remembered after a while. You see, in Arabic, ummah can come and it may mean a group of people. Like in hadhihi ummatukum ummatan wahida. So the Muslim community is referred to as ummah. An epoch for a long period of time is also called ummah. Like here, it said waddakara ba'da ummah. He remembered after a long time. That is ummah. That is why in Arabic, Arabic language is very, very beautiful, very rich in vocabularies, in meanings and the like. Here, ummah, it's not the ummah you have heard in hadhi ummatukum ummatan wahida. Okay? Now, that man remembered after a while. Then he said, Ana unabbi'ukum. Oh, I will explain, I will tell you. I will give you full account of the meaning of what the king saw in his dream. That is, Ana unabbi'ukum bita'wilihi. But fa'arsiluni. Send me. He was not the one to give the full account. He knew it was Yusuf that was there to give full account of what transpired. So he said, فَأَرْسِلُونِي, please give me time, send me. So quickly he went back to the prison. The time for Yusuf to come out, alayhi salam, had finally arrived. Yusufu ayyuha as-siddiq.
يوسف أيها الصديق أفتنا في سبع بقرات سمان يأكلهن سبع عجاف وسبع سنبلات خضر وأخر يابسات لعلي أرجع إلى الناس لعلهم يعلمون.
يوسف أيها الصديق. Look at the way he addressed him. When he went back to the prison, he got an access. He was a former customer anyway. No difficulties, no barriers, okay? So he got an easy access to the cell Yusuf was languishing. When he came into contact with him, look at the way he addresses Yusuf, ayyuha as-siddiq. Yusuf, oh ye trustworthy. O ye who is reliable. And that is what is a compliment. Isn't it? It's a complimentary remark on him. It's a commendation that you have subdued. Because he knew Prophet Yusuf was actually Siddiq. Maybe he had an information as to what led him to being imprisoned. He was imprisoned unjustifiably out of wrongdoing. He was truthful. He was honest. Yet he was imprisoned. Similarly, he told him the meaning of their dream when they were in the prison, and it translated into reality. Now he is free. So he said, Yusuf ayyuha as-siddiq. Yusuf, who is trustworthy, reliable. After this honorific title and address, then he settled his case. He explained what brought him. Aftina fi sab'i baqaratin simanin. Please give us fatwa concerning seven cows, simarin, that were well fed. Ya'kuluhunna sab'un ijafun. Other seven that were malnourished, mashiated, eaten them. Wa sab'i sumbulatin, and seven stalks of corn. Khubarin, that were green. Wa ukhara, and others were dry. Please give us the meaning of these things. لَعَلِّي أَرْجِعُ إِلَى النَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. So that I will go back to the people so that they may know. You see, he went to Prophet Yusuf and he gave him an account, and the man was holding everything set to him, ready to go back and narrate the same story to the king and his court. That's why he said, لَعَلِّي أَرْجِعُ إِلَى النَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ what يَعْلَمُونَ. Perhaps I may go back to the people after telling them so that they may know all the answers, all the mysteries surrounding the dream or the vision the king had. Now listen to the explanations given on this vision or on this dream. Now,
قال تزرعون سبع سنين دأبا فما حصدتم فذروه في سنبله إلا قليلا إلا قليلا مما تأكلون.
قال تزرعون سبع سنين دأبا فما حصدتم فذروه في سنبله إلا قليلا mimma ta'akulun. Okay, now begins the translation of the vision. Tazra'una sab'a sinin. You will plant for 7 years successively. You are going to have bumper harvest for 7 consecutive years without any break. That is the meaning of تَزْرَعُونَ سَبْعَةً دَأَبًا. You will have enough food in abundance. That is the meaning of those 7 cows well fed. That is the meaning of the greenish 7 stalks of corn. Are you getting it? So look at the explanation. So what the king saw was symbolical kind of dream. The 7 cows symbolize what? 7 years of bumper harvest, of enough food to eat. That's the meaning. But the 7 cows that were malnourished meant 7 successive years of what? Hunger and famine. After 7 years, 7 years of difficulty will kind of overtake those ones. Just as you saw these 7 cows eating the well-fed, that's the translation. Now, He told them this, تزرعون سبع دأبا فما حصدتم, whatever you have harvested, فضروه في سنبله, leave it hanging on the spot. إلا قلمة أكلون, you take only just minus part of it for your own upkeep, for your own eating. He was telling them, after 7 years of bumper harvest, whatever you have harvested, store it. Take little in anticipation of the 7 years of famine to come and overtake you. That is why he said, ثُمَّ يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ سَبْعٌ نَعْمٌ.
ثُمَّ يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ سَبْعٌ شِدَادٌ يَأْكُلْنَ مَا قَدَّمْتُمْ لَهُنَّ. ثم يأتي من بعد ذلك سبع شداد يأكلن ما قدمتم لهن إلا قليلا مما تحسنون.
ثم يأتي من بعد ذلك سبع شداد. After these 7 years of difficulty will come and overtake 7 years of bumper harvest. Okay. يَأْكُلْنَ مَا قَدَّمْتُ لَهُنَّ. These 7 years will eat up everything you had harvested, except what you kept in your granaries. You know granary? In a typical household, what granary? Rumbu. Beautiful. So, except what you have kept in your granary. That is the meaning. Then again he said what? ثُمَّ يَأْتِي.
ثُمَّ يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ عَامٌ فِيهِ يُغَاثُ النَّاسُ وَفِيهِ يَعْصِرُونَ.
ثُمَّ يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ عَامٌ فِيهِ يُغَاثُ النَّاسُ وَفِيهِ يَعْصِرُونَ. After all this, a year will come, generally, when people will be stricken with hunger, with pestilence, if you like it, and severe way of living. That is yughathu an-nas. وَفِيهِ يَعْصِرُونَ. They will be scattered across the land looking for what to eat. So that is the translation of this dream or vision. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Nabiullah Yusuf this ability, this knowledge to unravel any mystery surrounding an issue of this nature. Now the king heard the translations, the expositions, and he was attracted. He was really, really attracted because of this translation. What did he say?
وَقَالَ الْمَلِكُ ائْتُونِي بِهِ. فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُ الرَّسُولُ قَالَ ارْجِعْ إِلَى رَبِّكَ فَاسْأَلْهُ مَا بَالُ النِّسْوَةِ اللَّاتِي قَطَّعْنَ أَيْدِيَهُنَّ إِنَّ رَبِّي بِكَيْدِهِنَّ عَلِيمٌ.
Now, when the king heard all this said, Allah says, وَقَالَ الْمَلِكُ أُتُونِي بِهِ. And the king said, bring him forth before me. Bring him forth before me. Bring him. Who is that him? Yusuf. The pronoun in him refers to Yusuf. Which kind of pronoun here? Objective or subjective pronoun? You study English grammar? Is it objective or subjective? It's objective. Bring him. If I say I, then it is subjective. Alright. So bring him before me. وَقَالَ الْمَلِكُ أُتُونِي بِهِ. Produce him before me. فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُ الرَّسُولُ. when the messenger reached him, Ja'ahu, ay Ja'a Rasulul Malik Yusufa. Alright? The emissary of the king quickly went back to the prison yard in enthusiasm, trying to break the good news to Yusuf. Hey, the king wants to see you. So falamma ja'ahu ar-rasul, you see, Yusuf was not kind of worried. He was not interested to even go out. He had to maintain his honor. Look at his words. He said to him, قَالَ ارْجِعْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ, go back to your Lord. I don't want to go out. Go back to your Lord. فَاسْأَلْهُ مَا بَالُ النِّسْوَةِ اللَّاتِي قَطَّعَنَ أَيْدِيَهُنَّ إِنَّ رَبِّي بِكَيْدِهِنَّ عَلِيمٌ. Go and ask your Lord, your king, concerning those women that accused me falsely. And Allah on their evil machination is all-knowing. Go and ask. I want my name that has been smeared to be cleared. Imagine. He was not eager. Oh, alhamdulillah, I'm going out. No. Go back and ask him first. To tell you, anybody that is honorable, if you have your honor touched, preserving your honor is of paramount importance to you. If you are a true human being that is honorable, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ, you have received that very honor. So if anybody touches on your susceptibility, you've got to protect your honor, your personality. That is not negotiable. Look at the words you say. Otherwise, you will have been so eager to be saying, hooray, I'm going out. But he didn't say that. He was saying, go back to your Lord. Ask him what was the matter concerning those women, those that caught their hands. Inna Rabbi bikaydihinna aleem. Next ayah.
قَالَ مَا خَطْبُكُنَّ إِذْ رَاوَدْتُنَّ يُوسُفَ عَنْ نَفْسِهِ, قُلْنَا حَاشَ لِلَّهِ مَا عَلِمْنَا عَلَيْهِ مِنْ سُوءٍ.
نعم.
قالت امرأة العزيز الآن حصل حق, أنا راودته عن نفسه وإنه لمن الصادقين.
Now the man went back to the king and told him the message given to him, alright, by Yusuf. Your Royal Highness, maybe you will say, the guy was very tough. He wouldn't go out. He was asking you to consult and sanction the women about their evil plans. So the king quickly summoned those women to come. قَالَ مَا خَطْبُكُنَّ, he said. Who said here? The king. He said, مَا خَطْبُكُنَّ, what is the matter with you? What is the matter with you? إِذْ رَوَتُنَّ يُوسُفَ عَنْ نَفْسِي, when you plan, you try to seduce Yusuf against his wish and will. You see, when they have this, قُلْنَا حَاشَ لِلَّهِ, they said, oh, God forbid, مَا عَلِمْنَا عَلَيْهِ مِنْ سُوءٍ, we never knew anything incriminating against him. Look at it now. Nothing incriminating was established against him as far as we are concerned. Now they are speaking the truth. وَالْحَقُّ مَا شَهِدَ بِهِ الْعَدُوُ, the truth is that which even the enemy confesses about. If the enemy says Islam is the true religion, that is true indeed. Because وَالْحَقُّ مَا شَهِدَ بِهِ الْعَدُوُ, the truth is that which even the enemy is compelled to make a confessional statement about its veracity. Finally, the truth has arrived. وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ, إن الباطل كان زهوقا وننزل من القرآن ما هو شفاء ورحمة المؤمنين ولا يزيد الظالمين إلا خسارا. Now they said ما علمنا عليه من سوء. Now upon all this, the ringleader, who was that? The first lady had to make her $1 million confession. Look at it. She said what? قالت امرأة العزيز الآن حصحص الحق أنا راودته عن نفسه وإنه لمن الصادقين. What else? Now the first lady said الآن حصحص الحق. Now the truth has become clear. The truth is now established. Ana, look at it. Ana. In Arabic, what do you call this kind of dhamir? هل هو ضمير متصل ولا منفصل؟ فيكم طلاب اللغة العربية ما في عندكم؟ منفصل. أنا لا غيري. أنت لا غيرك. هو لا غيره. هي لا غيرها. ضمير منفصل. It is called decisive pronoun. Not متصل. Alright? أنا راودته عن نفسه. I am the one that planned seducing him against his wish. Now finally she was making a confessional statement. After causing him havoc. After causing him being thrown into the prison unjustifiably. If it were to be today, it would have led to court case. Character what? Assassination. Defamation. Lawyers will have gathered millions of naira. If it were today, going to take it to court, legal action, litigation, character assassination, defamation, you will hear fine English coming down from the heaven. But what happened? She made this confessional statement. I am the one that planned to seduce him against his wish. وَإِنَّهُ, look at it, وَإِنَّهُ لَا مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ. You see, إِنَّ لِلتَوْكِيد لَا لِلْقَصَم. Certainly by God. وَإِنَّ حَرْفُ النَّسْلِ وَالتَّوْكِيد لَمِنَ حَرْفُ التَّوْكِيد. Our scholars say إذا جاء المؤكدان في طرف الجملة هذا يفيد حسم الترديد المتردي. When you have two compelling articles to emphasize on a statement, it is there to establish acceptability. وإنه لمن الصادقين. Most certainly by God, by Allah, he was amongst the truthful. What else? What else? That is why we have the story of a lady. This lady in those days came to a city during the heydays of our northern emirs when they were powerful there. An old lady came to a house near a royal court in a city. She came from a village selling petty things to get money for her grandsons and daughters. She came and made hawking. You know hawking? Nobody cared about her. She turned away. Unfortunately for the old lady, what she did was in the house of a lady, and the lady left something, her trinkets, an ornament in her room. On coming back, the lady of the house screamed, saying that my trinket was stolen. People, before establishing the whole thing, they went to the inconclusive conclusion by saying that old woman has to be held responsible. She was the state. And the old lady was caught, was taken to the king, the emir then, he had her hand cut off as a thief. Without making proper investigation, he cut off her hand. Later, a neighbor of the owner of the house, a lady, her friend, came and told her, I did come to your house, I collected your trinket in your absence. And that has been the practice between me and you. She said, yes, I remember. She said, what? But we have committed something very, very dangerous. They rushed to the palace of the king. They saw the old lady with her hand down, sobbing, crying, shedding hot tears. And they told the king, Your Majesty, this lady is innocent. This is my friend. We had a system. She will come to my house and pick something belonging to me. I too go to her house, but I have forgotten that she did it. And people went to the conclusion of blaming this innocent lady to the point of her hand being what? Cut off. And the king was acting according to Quran chapter number 5, verse number 38, where Allah said what? As-sariqu was-sariqatu faqta'u aydiyahuma jaza'an bima kasaba nakalan min Allah wallahu azizun hakim. He that steals and she steals shall have their hand cut off. Now when the king understood that he was dead wrong, dangerously wrong, it was as if he was to go mad. He looked at the lady with her hand on the ground. She was bleeding and the lady was crying. He said to her, Ya Amat Allah, O Ya Allah servant, ask me whatever you want in this world that I can possess, and I'm going to give you in place of the hand I have taken off. Then she looked at, this is my point, she looked at him with her face full of tears. She said, I have forgiven you. La ilaha illallah. I have forgiven you. The reason why I have been crying, not because of my hand being cut off, but because I have been accused of something I have never done in my life, stealing. I don't want my name to be smeared. My children and my grandchildren wouldn't come off being shown, this is your grandfather. But Allah has cleared me before my days. You are forgiven. Imagine, if it were today, like the other case, court cases, millions will have been claimed. فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةٌ كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ. There is similarity between the two. Prophet Yusuf was innocently thrown into what? Incarceration. Behind the bar. In the prison without anything incriminating against him. That is why if you want to judge, be investigative. Be investigative. Don't be inhibitive. Investigate, find out, then establish your case beyond any reasonable shadow of doubt, according to the legal luminaries of today. Now, Prophet Yusuf, alayhi wasalam, received this commendation. Al-ana hashas al-haq. Ana rawatuhu an-nafsi. Okay? Wa innahu lamina as-sadiqin. Dhalika liya'lam.
ذلك ليعلم أني لم أخنه بالغيب وأن الله لا يهدي كيد الخائنين.
الله أكبر. ذلك ليعلم أني لم أخنه بالغيب وأن الله لا يهدي كيد الخائنين. ذلك as the case may be. لِيَعْلَمْ for him to know أَنِّي that I have not proved dishonest against him in his absence. Who is making this statement? Scholars are divided. Some are saying this statement was Joseph's statement. Some said no. It was the statement of the first lady. And that is correct. If you go by the context. You know, text goes with the context. Usually. Alright? So, she was kind of trying to play to the gallery, if you like, trying to prove that she was very smart. I didn't prove dishonest against him in his absence. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ أَنْ أَلَّهَ لَا يَحَدِي كَيْدَ الْخَائِنِينَ Allah does not get aright the evil ways of treacherous people. الخائن is somebody treacherous, okay, who has evil plan. To tell you, if you plan something bad, something sinister, Allah will never ever guide you aright. Now we come to Al-Hizb. Read the next ayah.
وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي إِنَّ رَبِّي غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ
وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي إِنَّ رَبِّي غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي I can by no means exonerate my soul. Because Ubariu is from Bara'a. I can by no means sanctify my soul. Exonerate myself. I cannot. Because in the nafsa, human soul by nature, la ammaratun bisu, commands you to do evil. And that is true. Human soul naturally catapults you into the commitment of something bad. You see, your soul will urge you to look at what is haram, to lay your hands on property not belonging to you, to tell lies, to be so arrogant, so pompous, so hydra-headed, stone-headed. It catapults you to eat riba, usury. It catapults you to be a miser, to be niggardly. It catapults you to harm people. But what sets you is the degree of your God consciousness. Isn't it? Fear of Allah. So you see, إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ It is in the light of this, the scholars categorize faults into three main categories. There is an-nafsu al-ammara. There is an-nafsu al-lawwama. There is an-nafsu al-mutma'inna. All in the Quran. There is an-nafsu al-ammara. That is, it is a kind of soul that asks you, that invites you to commit act of disobedience Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An-nafsu al-ammara. After you have committed what is bad, then you begin to blame yourself. Wallahi, no single act of disobedience to Allah that goes without punishment. The punishment can go through, it will be tickling, it will be haunting your conscience. If you lack this, you're not a true mu'min. Believe you me, if you do something bad, it keeps on pricking your mind. Your mental stability is touched. That is the mark of your iman. You get me? That is an-nafsul lawwama. La uqsimu bi yawm al-qiyama wa la uqsimu bin-nafsil lawwama. Second stage. But this is amara. Wa ma ubri'u nafsi inna an-nafsa la ammaratun bis-su' إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي إِنَّ رَبِّي غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ And finally, يَا أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الْمُطْمَئِنَّةُ ارْجِعِي إِلَى رَبِّكِ رَاضِيَةً مَرْضِيَّةً فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي. الأنارة اللوامة and finally المطمئنة. المطمئنة is the one gaining admission into the paradise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after undergoing tribulation, difficulties. Finally, it has conquered against all odds of satanic plans. Allah saved it. Ya Allah save us. Oh, Ya Rabbal Alameen. You see, so وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ النَّفْسِي. Like I said, I can by no means exonerate my soul. Because إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِسُوءٍ. By nature, the human soul commands and asks people to do what is best. إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي. Except in a situation where my Lord intervenes through His mercy. إِنَّ رَبِّي غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Certainly my Lord is غَفُور, all forgiving, رَحِيم, all merciful. استمر.
وقال الملك ائتوني به أستخلصه لنفسي. فلما كلمه قال إنك اليوم لدينا مكين أمين.
وقال الملك. Let me ask you one simple question. Who is الملك? What about our creator? According to riwayah of Imam Marsh, you say Malik Yawmiddin. Oh, Malik Yawmiddin. Then who is true Malik? Then why do you call this Malik? Ordinary. But Quran doesn't say ordinary. You see, our ulama, when they are talking about Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, they say, you see, Tawheed al-Rububiyyah is to make Allah exclusive in His mulk, His dominion, His power, in His creation, and in His attributes. Now the scholars say, if that is the case, like our great scholar Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen, Allah have mercy on him, he said, Allah huwa al-malik al-wahid. إذا كان هناك من سمي ملكا فهذه تسمية استعارة بس مجازية. If anybody is called Malik, just symbolical, because the actual mulk belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, if you call me Malik of Kaduna, Malik of Zaria, of Kano, whatever, okay, Emir of Kano controls Kano alone. What about that though? It doesn't. Nigerian president preside over Nigerian affairs alone. Is that correct? What about Ghana and leaders? Can you tell me Allah controls Kaduna alone? Impossible. So the Malik you have is on power, is just second Christ. That is number one. Number two, what you possess. Ana amliku qalansuwati wal qari'u yamliku qalansuwatahu. Wa anta tamliku qalansuwatak. I possess my cup, you possess yours, and Allah possesses all. So His mulk is encompassing. Your own, not. You get me? I possess my motorcycle, you possess yours, and Allah possesses all. So even if somebody is called Malik, it's just symbolical, just allegorical, just literal. The actual mulk belongs to Allah. That is why on Al-Qiyamah, Allah will say, لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمَ لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَارِ. Who has the power? Who has the dominion today? And to Allah belongs complete what? Dominion. So when the king here is called Al-Malik, 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 you know what it means. When the king had all this, he picked interest in Yusuf. He picked interest. He liked him. He wanted him to be part of his court. وَقَالَ الْمَلِكُ أُتُونِ بِهِ. Bring him forth to me. أَسْتَخْلِصُ لِنَفْسِي. Okay? I want him to be part and the parcel of my court. أَسْتَخْلِصُ. Yeah. I want to take him part of me. You see? فَلَمَّا كَلَّمَهُ. When he talked to him. Okay, this who refers to who? Who is talking to who? فَلَمَّا كلمه. من الذي كلم؟ الملك كلم يوسف أم يوسف كلم الملك؟ الملك كلم because of the context, because of سياق. When Yusuf was brought, he said, I want you to be part of my government. And then he told him, إِنَّكَ الْيَوْمَ لَدَيْنَا مَكِينٌ أَمِينٌ. You are today a highly placed personality, a VIP. Imagine, somebody from prison becoming a VIP. وَاللَّهُ غَالِبٌ عَلَىٰ أَمْرِهِ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. From prison to the palace. Because of taqwa. Taqwa. He feared Allah. Look at Allah did with him. إِن تَتَّقُوا اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ فُرْقَانًا وَيُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ. Now, Prophet Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was now elevated. His position was skyrocketed. Then listen to the comments of Prophet Yusuf of acceptance and recognition. What did he say?
قال اجعلني على خزائن الأرض إني حفيظ عليم.
قال اجعلني على خزائن الأرض إني حفيظ عليم. قال he said, who is saying here? يوسف عليه السلام. اجعلني على خزائن الأرض. I want you to appoint me to take charge of the treasuries of the land. Because khazain is the plural form of what? Khazina. Khazina, treasury. Or treasure. Khazain. Please allow me to take care of khazain al-ab. Some scholars said, anything concerning food of Egypt then. That is why Egypt is very proud of its past. They are proud of their historical antecedents. In fact, there are courses in Egyptian university called Egyptology. Egyptology. I told you I was in Cairo last Sunday on my way back to Nigeria. When I went to Al-Azhar University, the driver that took me around the city, he said, look at this building. This is where Sisi went as a student in a war college. You know Sisi, that guy who killed with full of blood in his hand. Allah will catch him for that. Yeah. If you spill blood, Allah will allow you. Definitely. So, then I asked him, why do you leave idols all over the place? Idols. Tariq. And he was even saying, can't you see even in people's money there are pictures? Look at the conclusion he was drawing. Now you're thinking of a Muslim nation with pictures all over the place of idols, craven images. A'udhu billah. Hada la yajuz. In Islam, this is haram. But you can imagine the mentality of some people. It's a nation of great scholars, great ulama, great awliya. But there are few with some different kind of mentality. Allahu musta'an wa alayhi tukla. Okay? So he said, allow me to be the one taking care of the treasures of this land. Then he told him something. He said, Inni Hafizun Alim. Because I will be trustworthy. I am there to be reliable. And Alim, I am knowledgeable. This tells you, if somebody is to be appointed to a position of authority, public trust, there have to be two conditions. Condition number one, transparency. He has to be transparent, honest, sincere, okay, frugal if you like it, committed, And number two, he has to be knowledgeable. In Islam, there is no nepotism. You know nepotism? Nepotism is condemned in Islam. Nepotism is the negative practice of bringing those near you because of blood relation to give them position, even though they are not entitled. That is nepotism. In Islam, merit counts. Not mediocre. Meritocracy and not mediocrity. You are given an appointment based on your merit. If you merit it, they give you. If you don't, they will never ever give you. But today, I bring my uncle, my niece, my whatever, even though he is most stupid of all people, and give him position. To be committing blunders with public treasuries. So, two conditions are there. He said, "Inni hafizun and alim." Now, the ulama are saying, is it good for you to advertise your qualification? Now he advertised, he explained. Yeah, depending on the situation. If circumstantially speaking, the situation calls for this, yeah. Give me this appointment because I deserve it. Most especially if you feel, if it is lame, it's going to be in the hand of some crooks. Come out and say, I want to be given. Not because of your personal interest, but because you have to save the collective interest of the Muslim Ummah and the Muslim society. So he said, اجعلني على خزائن الأرض إني حفيظ علي. Can we make further? Can we go further? Or time is up? 5 minutes gone. وكذلك.
وكذلك مكنا ليوسف في الأرض يتبوأ منها حيث يشاء.
يا سلام.
نصيب برحمتنا من نشاء ولا نضيع أجر المحسنين.
وكذلك مكنا ليوسف في الأرض يتبوأ منها حيث يشاء. نصيب برحمتنا من نشاء ولا نضيع أجر المحسنين. This is verse number 56. Allah the Almighty said, وَكَذَلِكَ, it is in this manner, مَكَّنَّا يُوسُفْ فِي الْأَرْضِ, we establish Yusuf in the land. Okay? Dwelling wherever he desired. يَتَبَوَّأُ مِنْهَا حَيْثِ يَشَاءُ, picking dwelling place wherever he cared to. Anywhere he so liked. نُصِيبُ بِرَحْمَتِنَا مَنْ نَشَاءُ. Allahu Akbar. We cause our mercy to be on whomsoever we desire. اللهم نسألك أن تنزل علينا رحمتك يا رب العالمين. Then Allah said,
وَلَأَجْرُ الْآخِرَةِ خَيْرٌ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ.
وَلَأَجْرُ الْآخِرَةِ خَيْرٌ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. To complete it, وَلَا نُضِيُّ أَجْرَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, we do not cause the reward of those doing some good to be wasted. Alright? But وَلَا أَجْرُ الْآخِرَةِ خَيْرٌ, the reward of the hereafter is by far better. خَيْرٌ خَيْرٌ. أي والله, if you were to be given millions, billions, trillions, septillions of everything this world, but finally is going to come to an end. On the day of Al-Qiyamah, what will you have? Nothing? No? Wallah. So if Allah gives you Iman, you have to cherish it. Because it's more important than anything else. Millions can go to an end. Alright? So the reward of the hereafter is by far better. لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, but for those who believe, وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ, and they have been keeping their duties to Allah. Ya Allah, Allahumma ja'alna min al-muttaqeen. I think it is high time we stop here. That is ayah number 57. tomorrow is a good juncture we are stopping at, because a new part of a different part of the story we will be hearing what happened there in Palestine, because Yusuf now was in Egypt. In Egypt, his father, his brothers were in Palestine. Something happened. They were caught by also what? By hunger, pestilence, famine, difficulty. They had to come out. There another phase will unfold. They will come to know who was this man that they traumatized, they so bastardized, they humiliated. Finally, Allah has established him in a high and enviable position. Allahumma rafa'na, subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.